And then he just meows at me, turns around, and jumps back into the laundry. So then I had to do it over again, and because of that, my electric blanket died. Well, I had to wash it again, and you really shouldn't do that in the first place. But it smelled musty, and like cat. I was pretty sad because I actually wanted to add it to... Oh, yeah, it is getting late. Do you want to go home, or do you want to hang around a bit? You want to talk some more? Sure. About something specific? I mean, of course, but everything okay? Yeah, we've been dating since, 6 months ago? Wow, that passed quickly. No, I never actually questioned why we haven't had sex. I just never got the impression that you wanted to, so I didn't... You never want to have sex? Wait, are you saying you're asexual? Hey, wait, well, why are you curling up? I'm not upset or anything. Whoa, why are you... No, I don't want to break up. Yeah, no, I get that you mean sex repulse, meaning never, ever, ever. And not that you might be gay one day. I get it. I understand. I have friends like this. It's not a problem for me. Please, just hang on a sec. Yes, I'm a sexual person, but that doesn't matter. Hun, that's what porn's for. But, still, to be perfectly honest, I just like talking to you, and... What? No. I find you attractive. You're beyond cute. Frankly, sometimes when you just kind of look at me from an angle, I kind of, gloat to myself. Honestly, you are way out of my league. No, you are. You're kinder to me than most have ever been. You're clever, more than you give yourself credit for. We like all the same things, but you're way more into them than I am. You keep telling me these little things about stuff I like, and I didn't know. With you, I can talk about whatever I need to, or not at all. I've never met with someone who could both sit in quiet and fill it with just goodness. Remember our fourth date? That trip to the park and the city's power went out? We stayed out so late to avoid all the confused traffic that we got to look at the stars in the city. How cool was that? Then we saw the city's lights come back on. That was magic. We talked about so much and just kind of held hands while laying on our fuzzy blanket. More than once, we've just started talking about where things go. The old door on the side of the theater goes to a rum-running tunnel that is still active with 1920s gangsters. Wormholes come off of a whale's butt. The Orbit soft drinks were collected and given to lava lamp manufacturers. The other owl sock you lost was stolen by an actual owl for a baby doll. I had a blast. Then I talked to you about a few things that scared me. You laid your head on my chest and I felt affirmed, grounded, calm. Safe. Look, that was by far not only the best date ever, but the single most intimate experience I've ever had with another person. I've never had anyone that made me feel that. Both like a protector, but also shielded. I was holding you, but you were also holding me. I want more of that. That's what I want. That's what I need. Will you come out of the ball you've bound yourself into? Here, give me your hand. Look at me. I do not need sex from you. You don't want it, therefore I don't want it. Look, if my urges come up, I will deal with them appropriately on my own. I am a full-grown adult. I can tell the difference between my romantic and my sexual emotions just fine. I know it's proven and not just given, but you can trust me. So, tonight, I really wanted to show you my room. Yeah, I know you've been in it before, sweets, but I did a thing. Okay, check this out. Ta-da! First, new blankets. I couldn't pick, so I went with a bunch of different designs. They are all this fluffy, so I don't care. Plus, I think they look colorful, so I made the bed with all of them. Also, essential oil diffuser thingy. Yeah, the smell I have it pumping out is a mix of lilac and honeysuckle right now. It was the best cat-safe combo I could find, but I can change it if you want. Also, lights off. Fairy lights. Turn off the ceiling lights and voila. Cozy, huh? I know it may be hard to believe, but I didn't design this to set a particular mood. But I actually did try to make a... I wanted to kind of remake that fourth date we had. I mean, the fairy lights instead of the stars. We get to lay on blankets. The flower smells that match the park gardens. But I failed miserably. Instead, I actually ended up making a pretty good cuddle cave. I just thought we could hang out here and listen to music or talk. We could read. Looking at it now, if this makes you uncomfortable, I totally under... Really? Awesome! Let's get into bed. Ah. Hey, can you... Yes! Okay, your head on my chest, one hand on your back, and the other in your hand. And relax. Yes, really, I'm not going anywhere. Sweetheart, I have already fallen in love with you. We're good. We're stable. As long as you have me, I'll always be up for a chat, or a hug, or kiss, or whipping up some snacks and movies. Speaking of which, I have some chocolate over on the nightstand. Yeah, I went to an actual chocolate shop with people who make chocolate in the store. I was so happy. No, I did not pig out. I went in there with a very serious mission, I'll have you know. I tested every bonbon in that place because my sweetheart deserves the best. It was hard. There were many tummy aches, but I managed to do it. You're welcome. No, My belly is full. No poking it. Damn, I love you, you friggin' cutie. So, sweets, what do you think happened to Ronald McDonald?